In the centre of the huge exhibition hall for countries and international organisations, a crowd gathers in front of some young men and women giving a performance of Russian-style dancing. A few steps away, people line up to claim a souvenir, and the word on the street is Pakistan's pavilion will stage a fashion show, and no one wants to miss that. And if you find yourself at the Australian pavilion, chances are you'll be offered a glass of wine in an open kitchen that reflects the strong ties between the peoples of China and Australia. That's according to Andrew Hogg, the general manager for the region at Tourism Australia.
I think one of the things that we wanted to achieve was demonstrating that the great produce that Australia has. Australia is very famous for being a very green and clean environment. And one of the things that we also look at is representing that as well. So to continue to reinforce what that is, but also to show all of the visitors that are here that Australia is a great place to visit.
While some countries want Chinese tourists to pay them a visit, others are hoping that it is China's business people who will be coming. The UK's Secretary of State, Liam Fox, expects to see tangible results come out of the Import Expo.
It offers us the opportunity to set out the best of the United Kingdom in a range of sectors. We had a session this morning on financial services and business services, but it's also on healthcare, education, life sciences, a whole range of the sort of service capabilities that I think China will increasingly want to have.
On Tuesday morning, the Britain-based global professional accounting body, ACCA, signed a partnership agreement with Alibaba. ACCA Chief Executive Helen Brand said her organisation is hoping to pool resources with the Chinese tech giant.
A lot of what our members need is to transform the business models of their practising firms or of their small and medium-sized enterprises. And changing that business model requires the digital technology and the expertise that the collaboration with Alibaba Cloud will bring. The first piece of research that we're going to work on together is going to be looking at Chinese business models of the future and what businesses are going to look like in a digital context.
Also getting on board with digital technology is the Canadian delegation, which has made a virtual pavilion for the people who can't make it to the expo in person. According to Canada's Consul General, Weldon Epp, the country is keen to make sure that its businesses benefit from having a stronger presence in China.
There will be a lot of analysis, right? So for us, this is also an opportunity to support Canadian companies. Some of them are partners here. Some of them have their own space, exhibition space. At the end of the first CIE, we want to listen to them. Was it a good event? Was it useful to them? We're doing a big awareness raising, sort of publicity work. But in terms of actual business, we need to hear from our companies when CIE is over to find out, was it useful or where could it be improved? And we'll provide our feedback to the Chinese government if they're interested.
81 countries and international organizations have set up booths in the National Pavilion section of the Import Expo, covering an area of 30,000 square meters.